This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Construction will begin this summer on a new supportive housing project in Nanaimo. The project will be jointly operated by the Columbian Centre, Haven Society, and Nanaimo Affordable Housing. Nanaimo Affordable Housing will build on, own, and maintain the building. Columbian Centre will provide 24-hour housing support workers, and the Haven Society will provide an additional layer of services for women fleeing violent situations. Representatives from all three organisations spoke about the Boundary Crescent project at Columbian Centre's annual general meeting on June 24, 2014.
I was at that annual meeting and I recorded the comments of Barnabas Walter of Columbian Centre, Anne Taylor of Haven Society, and Jim Spinelli of Nanaimo Affordable Housing.
As you know, the Boundary project has gone through its ups and downs. We have, at this point, an idea that it's going to start groundbreaking probably in mid-July. Am I right, Jim?
End of July.
And it's going to be 41 units, and they're for people who have people who have difficulty getting housing, so they're going to be poor people. Most of them are going to have a mental health or addiction problem, and a number of them are going to be individuals who are fleeing domestic violence and needed a place to live. So we have one whole floor that's going to be set aside for the Haven, for those people who are fleeing, and the rest going to be, 28 are going to be used for people who have mental health issues, addictions. And I think the project itself is really quite a wonderful one, because we got three organizations working together. We haven't been fighting at all. And it's been a real pleasure to learn about it. So Jim has of course, been through this throughout its entire life, whereas Anne and I both came on the scene on March the 3rd. We both had that same start date as our new jobs. So we've been running around learning everything we possibly could about it. So Jim is going to be the person we rely on to give us history and context. And we're going to just be there saying, yay, Jim, go.
I did start exactly the same day as Barnabas, so it's been a huge learning curve for me in many, many different respects. But it has been a really, it's been a real blessing to be able to step into this kind of partnership. You know, I think that what it really speaks to is that the Nanaimo community is really, I think, can create a space for organizations to come together, to work together. I think sometimes it has been the challenge of nonprofits to create partnerships with each other. And I think there's a tendency sometimes to be maybe a little territorial or concerned about, you know, who's going to get what funding. But I think that this project really speaks to the possibilities of organizations like the three of ours being able to find some common ground that we can work from and create a service that is open to more than just one set population. And I think that's one of the things we're really excited about at Haven Society, to be part of a project that really extends open more of a neighborhood community concept as part of what Barnabas was talking about. You know, the Columbian Center is really wanting to create a community that is open and inclusive and understands the realities of both addictions and mental health issues. And, you know, I think this project really is in a good position to be able to do that. You know, some of our clients do suffer with addiction and mental health issues as well, but, you know, their primary issue is fleeing violence and looking to create a home for themselves that's free and safe and where they can, you know, become stable and be able to create a violence-free, productive life. And I think that's really what this project's going to be about, is creating a context within this building and in the larger community that it's going to live in, where that really is the possibility. So we're really delighted to be a part of it and to be working with both these men and the organizations that they represent. And, yeah, we are still handing it over to Jim to lead the way and fill us in on the history, but also pave the ground for going forward. So I'll hand it over to him. Thank you.
Nanaimo Affordable Housing and Columbia Center have had a very long connection back through Bob Curry, a previous executive director. Bob was the vice chair of Nanaimo Affordable Housing Society when I was hired 17 years ago. And we have probably, I was trying to think, 50% at least of our tenants at our permanent housing sites in the downtown come through Columbian Center. So after they've had been in Gateway and then some time in the semi-independent living programs and they're ready for independent living, they come to live in our building. And so that's been an exciting partnership for many years. Haven, I started to talk to Haven about 5 years ago. I was just telling Ann, her predecessor, Ann Spilker, started to chat with me about potential for redeveloping their transition house. And that's how Ann joined Tom and I, Tom Grauman and I, to start talking and chatting and getting to know each other. And then the opportunity of resources came forward when the city signed the Memorandum of Understanding with the province to get some housing, which is always exciting for us. We're in the business of creating permanent housing for people. That's what we do. That's what we like to do. And we like to have housing that is safe and secure and affordable for all of our tenants. So when the opportunity came to work on a project, we decided to move forward together. We formed a partnership. And we actually originally put in two separate proposals, one with Haven and one with Columbian Center. However, government, in their wisdom or lack of wisdom, decided to only give us one. So we decided to combine the concepts, and hence the partnership. It made sense for Nanaimo Affordable Housing. We have a very small administrative and staffing component. Partnering with Columbian Center, who already have a 24-hour staffing infrastructure, which I didn't have, and the new project is a 24/7 staffed operation. So there was a practical side to partnership to partnering with Columbian Center. And Haven, I think it was just a great opportunity to say, you know, we can merge a community here. We can make it work with different populations, because really what it's about is providing some, again, safe, affordable housing for people that they can, and a place that they can call home and will feel comfortable. So we're very excited to move forward with that. I wanted to give you talk just a little bit about housing, because that's what I do. And I'll just give you some. I brought a speech. No, I didn't bring a speech. I just brought some numbers. Most people aren't aware that there's actually 50,000 units of subsidized housing in the province of British Columbia. 40,000 of those are operated by nonprofit organizations like Nanaimo Affordable Housing. In Nanaimo, we have 12 projects for seniors. We have 12 family housing projects. We have four projects for single adults. And in development are our project on Boundary Crescent and the Uplands project, which is actually going to open later this year. There are a couple of mixed housing projects. Tillicum House runs a project of 18 units, which is houses 10 young adults between the ages of 19 and 30 and 8 elders. It's a very interesting concept. And Nanaimo Youth Services operates a building. Actually, they have two now, because I did this before they opened Row House. But they had a building on Waddington for 16 to 19-year-olds, both singles and single parents. And they just opened Row House, which is for employed young adults, down on Halliburton Street. So that's kind of a picture of what we have in Nanaimo. I talk mostly about singles housing. We actually think that families, we find the waiting lists are actually pretty low now because government has a program of direct subsidy to families. So it's offset the waiting lists for subsidized housing. That's been really helpful. So actually our lists are really low. But for singles, we have a huge problem still. In total, with all the projects that Nanaimo Affordable operates, the Canadian Mental Health, the ones that are in being built, counting group homes, private care homes, which aren't really permanent housing necessarily, subsidies. Mental Health has some subsidies that they offer to some individuals in market housing. I figure there's about 500 subsidized units in Nanaimo for singles. There are 4,000 people that get $375 a month from the provincial government for housing. So I always say, government can talk about what they're doing to house people who are homeless and have lost their housing for various reasons, but for every one person we house, there's three that are being put at very high risk of losing their housing or losing their housing. I probably get 10 phone calls a day. It's very hard because we hear from people in crisis that need permanent housing, and it just doesn't exist. It doesn't matter if you're what age you are. If economically you can't afford market housing, you have a real problem. And it's not just a problem in Nanaimo. I was in a workshop in Prince George last week talking about how people are moving into Prince George from Kitimat because they can no longer afford housing in Kitimat. So they're seeking more affordable housing in Prince George and trying to commute to low-paying jobs in Kitimat. So huge problems around the province. But we're very lucky because we have some resources. And so that's the positive side, is we're going to have 41 brand new units that our three organizations are going to be involved in. And so 41 people, more people, are going to have an opportunity to have a safe, secure, and affordable place to live. There's been studies recently that say that of the population of people that suffer the most from losing their housing, 90% have a psychiatric disability. So it's just a huge number. So I wanted to share that with you. And I also want to share with you one of my colleagues said at a meeting I was at last week. If they found a cure for cancer, government would spend billions of dollars to make sure that was available to everybody who needed it. And there is a way to solve homelessness, building permanent housing, and they don't do it when we have the solution right in the palm of our hands. I thought that was a brilliant thought, so I wanted to share it with you. Thanks.
Barnabas Walther is Executive Director of the Columbian Centre. Anne Taylor is Executive Director of Haven Society, and Jim Spinelli is the Executive Director of Nanaimo Affordable Housing.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.